Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Public Advocate. I am your host, Sally O.L. Cordy, and my honored guest today is Jermaine Muhammad, who's going to tell us about the CDC Truth Rally starting Thursday, April 21st through the 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. I will pick him up directly. Hello, Jermaine. Welcome.
Hello, Sally. How are you?
Well, very well, thank you. Is it possible for you to get closer to the phone or speak directly into the phone?
Let me see here. Can you hear me now, Sally?
I hear you, but you'll be clearer if you're not on speaker and you speak directly into the handset.
Okay, let's see here, Sally. Let's get it going here.
Okay.
How's that?
Well, this is the third rally, am I correct, Jermaine?
It is. Yes, it is.
Boy, oh boy. Well, you're really very active in Atlanta. What is the name of your group? Is CDC Truth Atlanta?
No, actually, it's CDC Vaccine Justice or Else.
Okay, CDC Vaccine Justice or Else. Okay,
yes.
And I don't know if I have that website under the screen. I have CDC Truth ATL, and I have CDCTruth.org.
Right.
So if there's another one, the comment area, when the show is over, just scroll down, everybody, in the comment area, additional links will be added. So please look for them. Okay.
Yes.
So tell me when it's starting and what the schedule of events are.
Well, Sally, we have such a long schedule. This weekend is going to be extremely long for the vaccine organizations everywhere. As you know, right here in Atlanta, we're doing an event on tomorrow, April 21st. And it's going to be at the Atlanta Technical College Auditorium, and that's Building C. And it opens up. The doors open at 6 p.m. Saturday, and, you know, we're just going to bring a step show, a military exhibition drill. We have Tony Terry now, who's going to entertain our guest. Minister Tony Muhammad will be present. Michelle Ford will be present. And many other speakers of the vaccine movement will be there.
Well, it's interesting that you've involved the military, considering there's such pincushions just as our babies are for vaccines.
Well, no. We have a military drill exhibition. Of course, different organizations use military drill as far as training, or you have the sororities and fraternities, that hold step shows. And so we use that little drill exhibition, but it's in no way connected to the United States military.
Well, I'm glad that you're involving young people because they're the ones who are going to be having the babies, so that's terrific.
It is.
So that's the first night, Thursday night, April 21st, starting at 6 at the Technical College, and you'll leave information in the commentary about that. And then on Saturday is the big rally outside the CDC. What time does that start? And what's the address?
Well,
of the
actually, we're going to be at the CDC on Friday. We always
right,
have done
on Friday,
rallies.
The 22nd, right? The 22nd
right.
Friday?
Okay. Yes, we're conducting. Then this is, again, a united front for all the vaccine organizations that are out there, people from everywhere, from the United States, and some people from across the world will actually come to Atlanta to go in front of the CDC and rally like we did last October and last December to rally against the CDC for their lives and, you know, their betrayal of the communities that they serve. That particular rally will actually start at 7 a.m. in the morning, and that would be at 1500 Clifton Road and that Atlanta, Georgia, you know, we expected such a great turnout, Sally. And it's time for us to turn up the heat on the CDC and the congressmen or senators that are involved in the cover-up of these harmful vaccines.
Well, they're very good at cover-ups. Is William W. Thompson still alive? I haven't heard a peep from him since this came out.
Well, from the information that we have, Dr. Thompson is alive and still working at the CDC. And, you know, but he still hasn't, of course, as we know, he hasn't been subpoenaed to testify in open form in front of the United States Congress. And that is because, Sally, you know, 95% of Congress at this point in time is bought off by the big pharmaceutical company, along with the media and, you know, other organizations that they choose to put their hand over that, you know, the organization's mouth. You know, we don't have the luxury of even using the local news stations or national news stations that is supposed to be for the community. And so,
So the local stations, you're utilizing them or you can't?
We can't. We haven't been able to utilize the local stations at all.
What about the public access television? I know that another gentleman I interviewed, Curtis, I forget his last name, Duncan.
Right.
I believe
yes.
He and Michelle appeared on public access. That's something you should definitely use.
Well, we were all in solidarity with the access channel. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to be on a show with Curtis Duncan. I think it was last week, but because of scheduling, I wasn't able to attend. But public access television versus television that is, let's say, like an ABC local or NBC local, Channel 11 here in Atlanta, or Channel 5 or Channel 2, those stations will not touch this matter. Even the radio stations.
I have a suggestion. Get Robert De Niro to put it down. Tell Robert De Niro that you have to come out swinging against this Atlanta rally, and then of course change course. But that would be helpful. We need a star to object to it.
Well, you know, Sally, and this is, you know, of course, being as real as, you know, I can be in putting it out there. You know, things get real when you have stars that come out against issues such as this. Understand that Hollywood comes down on them and starts to put their career in jeopardy because they're speaking out against the truth.
Well,
for
I have
truth.
To tell
they're
you
speaking
what
out for
I
truth.
Do. Yeah, I hear you. In fact, I put a TV show because I announced the CDC whistleblower in Manhattan on television on August 30th. 2014. I was the first person to get it out on TV. But I was called.
Mm-hmm.
We had just seen Rob Schneider. He was at a comedy club, which is ridiculously expensive. So this is the only outing we did all summer. My whole family went to support him. We supported him because he was talking, you know. So that was our big outing. The beach is free, thank goodness. So he had a good summer. But I just wanted to say that I was saying at the time, why, with 1,000 stars in Manhattan, and some of them have autistic children, do we have to wait for a guy to come from California to rally around? It's ludicrous. And I was, in fact, thinking of Robert De Niro. I did not name him, but I was thinking of him. And I would like to take a second to say something that nobody seems to realize, except people on my email list, because I went out with it. I was just so creeped out. When Robert De Niro went on NBC's Today Show, which is, by the way, is in Rockefeller Plaza, and is the same exact show that they stripped Wakefield of his license in. Okay, that's the same show in Rockefeller Plaza back in 2011 or 12 when they stripped Wakefield of his license publicly. And we were all there, myself and a multitude of autism mothers with signage. If you want to have your license stripped and you're standing up for autistic children, tell the autism community because we'll be there. So I couldn't believe there would be no pushback. And the fact that he was going on the Tonight Show the next night, I was like, wow, this is incredible. What a turnaround. Well,
it was.
Well, I want you to pay close attention, everybody, to this, because they put a video of the Tonight Show on the next day, and it was only the first 2.5 minutes of that 10-minute interview. What transpired in the rest of the interview, nobody caught because they were so concentrated on will he mention VAXXed, will he mention autism, and all the comments that came in from the many posts I made driving people to the Tonight Show to watch it, all the comments were disappointed that they hadn't, but they didn't realize what did happen. What did happen is they put him in a room that looked like a cell. It was gray, and it had a window way up on top. And they had him in goggles. And in these goggles, he was in a virtual reality, and it was solitary confinement. Now, they spent half the interview talking about this. They were saying this was new movie technology. Well, virtual reality is as old as the hill. What they were doing was putting him in solitary confinement. They discussed it. They wanted to know how he felt, what he saw. And then when that was over, they revisited it again. They showed him in goggles, and they wanted to know what he saw, how he felt. This was such a glaring threat, and nobody picked up on it because they were so concentrated on seeing if he would. And yet he goes back on NBC the next day, and he rails again. Good for him. Good for him. I was thrilled.
That's right.
I don't know if you saw my Al Roker. He was all over it again. And that Jane Rosenthal, what a piece of work. I don't know if you saw the J.B. Handley article on her.
I did.
She's no innocent. Oh, I'll definitely send you that article. I'll post it in the comment area underneath. Now, getting back to the rally, I just really wanted to share that because everyone was so busy being disappointed, they didn't realize this man is being threatened, you know?
That's right. Well, there's an event that we have to mention that for Saturday, Sally. Saturday, it's going to be the summit for the vaccine campaign with Michelle Fort. And that would be val.org, of course. And this is going to be a terrific chance for people to speak, such as Minister Tony Muhammad, Michelle, of course. She's got a list of people. However, via webcast for the Vaccine Summit at Life University, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will speak via webcast to the entire summit.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that's
you know,
great.
And everybody is excited.
Yeah. When he's speaking, can you speak back to him? Can you have a Q&A or something like that? Or is he just going to address you and that'll be that?
Sally, to be completely honest with you, my thoughts are it's going to be direct. But I don't want to say no, you know, to something that I'm not sure about, or yes. But I can factually say that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be via webcast to speak on the issues of vaccines.
Well, the Justice or Else, no, not the Justice, yeah, Justice or Else in D.C., when Tony Muhammad originally addressed the whole United States at that gathering. Tony said that got 1.5 billion hits, which is just rocks my world. And I can actually say that it's true from my own experience. And I want to share my experience because it's important. You know, every Halloween is the last day of October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, and I usually distribute as many as 300 flyers to people who come to my door. It's like, great, I don't have to chase them. They're coming to my door, you know, and I give them, you know, Vaccine Liberation Army stickers, like the stickers with the baby on it, all those needles,
yes.
You know. So I give those stickers, and I give a sheet with information to the adults. And I have to tell you, every single black couple or family already knew. Nobody else was apprised, but all of them were. It was such a thing of great joy. And one fellow, I was talking to him, and he took off running. And I said, where are you going? Do you work for pharma? And he hung his head and said, yes.
So, oh, wow. I remember you telling me that story.
That was too funny. Mm-hmm. But it's not funny. And unfortunately, see, people are ashamed to be involved. This is something we have to address. William W. Thompson is ashamed, and he's brave. A lot of other people are ashamed, too. I wanted to know, did Frank DiStefano, who doesn't seem to possess shame, did he ever sue RFK Jr.?
You know what? I haven't heard anything else about that, to be honest with you. I haven't heard any news on it as far as him actually doing it, suing Mr. Kennedy. So, Mr. Kennedy, I haven't heard anything else about it, Sally.
Right. Well, it was, you know, it was a challenge. It was a poke in the eye. But it was very rewarding because if anybody said that about me, as he said, I'd sue him, you know. I'm jeopardizing your professional career. Why aren't you doing, you know, I wait to hear from you on Monday. That was a highlight for me. That and when Tony Muhammad said to a sea of white mothers, he said, say it loud. Do you remember that?
I'm black and I'm proud. I remember.
Right.
I was there, actually. I was standing right behind him when he said that. I really did. I was standing right behind him.
Well, it is. And, together, and that's what's important, but it really just, you know, is humorous. But anyway, so, all right, let's get back to the fact that Louis Farrakhan will be addressing people on Saturday, and what's the address of that? Did you already give us that address?
No, the address for Life University will be at 1269 Barclay Circle, Marietta, Georgia. Again, that's 1269 Barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, Circle, Marietta, Georgia. The time for that is, the time for this event starts at 9 a.m. and it ends at 2 p.m. However, there's going to be a special showing of the Vax movie while they're there, so it will end at 6:30. And so it's going to be a long day, but we are ready. We're ready.
Well,
we're up to the task.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Now, you have a roster of speakers second to none, so I'd like you to brag, if you will.
Say that one more time, excuse me.
You have a roster of speakers second to none, so I was hoping you would brag about it. Please do.
Well, you know, we do. As a matter of fact, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from all of these great speakers, and I'll, you know, give you a few, you know, just to, you know, put it all in perspective for the people how important this really is. You know, we have James Lyons Wheeler who will speak, my good friend and just soldier in the cause, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Marcella Piper, of course, Terry and Dawn Richardson, Dr. Brian Hooker, Curtis Duncan, Dr. Nancy Banks, David Lewis, and, of course, the Emperor Minister Louis Farrakhan. And,
you got Dr. Nancy banks to come from Mexico?
Say that one more time.
She lives in Mexico. You got her to come from Mexico.
Well, that's what Michelle has for Alana.
Well, I am impressed. I've had the privilege of interviewing her. What a remarkable woman. And her video has gone absolutely viral. You've seen that 15-minute video on YouTube of Dr. Nancy Banks?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to post it under in the comment area for everybody, because it's not just about vaccines, but it's a historical perspective on it. And that's something that we need to stress, the fact that the anti-vaccine movement, and everybody's afraid to say anti-vaccine, they're pro-safe vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as Susan Humphrey says, there will never be a safe vaccine. And I concur. But nonetheless, people take it in the steps that they feel comfortable taking it. I'm all about banning them, because I know this is a century-old deceit, you know, and older than that still. But I just posted a banner from an anti-vaccine rally in Canada over 100 years ago, you know? So this is no news. I'll send that to you, too. I have to re-listen to this show and remember everything I'm promising people. But people need to realize this. And what else people need to realize is that when doctors, pediatricians, submit to the they submit for reimbursement to the insurance company. They use codes to submit for reimbursement. Well, there are doctor codes that say poisoning by tetanus vaccine, poisoning by cholera vaccine, poisoning by, so they're literally, if there's ever a Nuremberg code, they have admitted guilt in a profound way. You know, they are submitting for reimbursement for poisoning these children.
You know, Sally, to be like just really, really, really truthful with you, and to be upfront or frank, I think that it's time, it's past time actually, for people to really stand up against the big pharmaceutical companies, against the physicians that promote or these vaccines or administer these vaccines to our children. People now have to take a stand now, because in the black population alone, we've lost 250,000 to autism. That's not including the babies from other races that, you know, have suffered from these vaccines. And mothers, every day, I had the opportunity a few weeks ago to go on a tour to some of the clinics here in the Atlanta and DeKalb, Georgia area. And we had so many Hispanic, our Latino family, and black people, and the Asian people to actually go and to these clinics. And guess what they were doing for the majority of the part? They were getting vaccines. Well, no one was there to pass out any pamphlets, protests, or anything against these clinics that were administering these vaccines. So I instructed the CDC Vaccine Justice or Else members to go to these facilities, and we will protest and hand out information to help these people to make a better decision when it comes to the vaccination of their children. We have to do this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's in the community, Sally.
Well, I have to tell you, I saw a couple of 15-year-olds. These are kids. They went to a pregnant H1N1 flu shot clinic. They were offering free shots to pregnant women, and there was a line as long as you're, you know, down the block to get these, with all these women, you know, bursting at the seams, really pregnant, obviously pregnant women. And you know, the infant mortality rate rose 4,250% associated with that vaccine. And by the way, I can't get the Catholic Church to stand with me against vaccinating pregnant women, even though the old textbooks, the old medical textbooks said never under any circumstance vaccinate. And while this has changed, this is different. Kids are different now. So and certainly the vaccines are only getting more dangerous. When they took out the thimerosal and the meningitis, they replaced it with E. coli. Well, thank you very much. What an improvement. So they went and they distributed information to every single person on that line, and only a few people received it and left before they were run off by the police. They were run off. But they saved a couple of people, but they did it. I'm just saying, you have to take risks. These are risks worth taking. And what's more is, and this really disturbs me, and I hope everyone will listen to this because it really illustrates how pathetic adults are. A million children died in one vaccination campaign in China. And they are accusing their government of genocide. It took a million children to die for them to do that? This is my question. A million children before the adults acted like adults?
Right. You know, I really look at what we call third world country. And a lot of them depend on Western medicine. And unfortunately, the pharmaceutical companies know this. And these people don't have regulatory organizations that will protect them from allowing any kind of harmful vaccines to come into their country. So since they depend on Western medicine, they allow these vaccines to come in. But they don't know what they're putting inside of their children. They don't know the ingredients that are in these vaccines. So millions of children are affected by these vaccines in different ways. And these people are thinking that they're getting help, Sally. No, what they're doing is they're being slaughtered on different levels. And it's criminal. And nobody's being held responsible. Nobody's being brought up on charges. So it's going to take the organizations such as the Vow.org or the CDC Justice or Else campaigns or the other United Partners organizations that are against these vaccines or the harmful vaccines. Sally, we have to stand up. And if we don't, our children are going to be affected even more so than they are now, because they have 271 vaccines stored and ready to go. And it's ridiculous, Sally, that they're allowed to get away with what I consider to be murder to our children, because they're taking away something that these children could never get back. And that would be the opportunity to lead a decent life, a productive life, because they were allowed or take these damnable vaccines. We don't like that, and we won't stand for it.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been running for public office. I don't know, this is my eighth run. I'm running for mayor for Vaccine-Free NYC. But, you know, I had a laundry list of things I cared about. And it was a very long list, and all of them were very important. I wouldn't say anything was less than fully important. However, at the end of the day, my husband said to me, "Do you want to make a difference?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "You choose the issue, and you will make a difference on that issue." And it didn't take me but a second to say, "Well, this has got to be vaccines, you know, because it is the greatest crime conceivable, and they're targeting the future. It's absolutely, you know, they are spraying us. They're putting fluoride in the water and GMOs in the ground. And, you know, war is another way to depopulate, and God knows." But, you know, I just recently made a poster because I can't get through to the grandmothers. I used to be the videotaper of Veterans Against the War, Grandmothers Against the War. You name it. I was their videographer. I put them on television, and I worked with, I don't know, eight groups, okay? So I was pretty busy. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, on television, videotaping their movements on television constantly. So when it came to this issue, I couldn't get anyone to bite. I remember calling the fellow who was in charge for Veterans for Peace and saying to him, mm-hmm. you know, there's a bill, S-1203, that says you are required to take the full complement of adult vaccines in order to get your benefit. That's like 94 for a man and 91 for a woman. And the answer was, oh, I talked to a nurse about that, and she said it's fine. I'm like, oh, boy, you don't know where the war is, buddy. You know, it's behind every closed door, and the administrators of it give it to you with a pat and a smile. And I couldn't dysrhetricians more than I do. It would be completely impossible. And I don't know if you've seen VAC, but at the end of VAC, Del Bigtree brings on two pediatricians, Sears and a woman. I don't remember her name. And they both read through the documents. I don't know if I should blow the end of the movie for people, but, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And they read through the documents, and then, you know, they're so disappointed. They've been lied to. They are betrayed. I wanted to get ill. I really did. The end of the movie for me was just like, wow, man, you know, you guys don't vaccinate your own children. And in California, 13% of the doctors, pediatricians, don't vaccinate their own children. So, you know, only 2% have exemptions, but 13% of the pediatricians' kids. And, you know, they brag that they don't vaccinate their own children. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, do you vaccinate other children? Silence, complete dead silence. I'm just saying, this is, as I say, the Nuremberg Code is going to come down on them heaviest when it does. Because, you know, maybe Sears is on the doctors. He considers himself an actor. That is the worst acting job I've ever seen.
Well, you know, Sally, we are all in this fight to stop the vaccines, the harmful vaccines from going into these children, and we need help. We need help from actors, or should I say entertainers, musicians, people that reach millions of people at a time, and then we could better help them to understand what these vaccines are actually doing to children of all color. This is not a race issue, Sally. And, you know, it's an issue for humanity. And we as people in humanity are people, we have to stick together, bond together to end this madness that's taking place with our children. And soon, Sally, it will begin on the adults. So, you know, they have vaccines for us, too, waiting to go.
Well, I have to tell you, I have been to, you know, I go to the public access station. I say, can I get on your show? This is what I want to talk about. I started with October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, saying, well, this is the month. Can you get me on your show? Can I talk? Right? Well, nobody's interested at all, except for, so that's not true. I've been on 3 different people's shows and 1 person, 10 times. So, and by the way, I haven't seen him in months. I am seriously concerned about Eli King. And he's the one who I broke the story with the CDC whistleblower. You'll see that under the screen, the third of my links. There are 2 of yours and 3 of mine, the third of mine. Yeah, they're not interested. But when I said, I wanted to get on because there's a deadline to respond to mandatory adult vaccinations. And one guy who I've approached several times says, I've already had my shot. I said, well, that's terrific. Do you have a record of them? He's like, I don't know. I said, well, you'll have to get catch-up shots. Plus, you'll have to get, you know. And it was so much fun because he goes, you know what? Give me your card. It was funny because they are so cavalier about children. Well, of course, children have to get vaccinated. Me? Hell no. So I stress the adult aspect of it always. In fact, often I start with the adult aspect of it. And I just want to give a shout out to the pet owners who get it, who care enough about their pets to look at me dead in the eye with a furrowed brow and take me seriously, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it may be the pet owners who save the world. That's why I always include them. They really do get it. And the pediatricians, not the pediatricians, the veterinarians seem more concerned for the animals by far than the pediatricians for the children.
Right. Isn't that different, weird, you know?
Well, they took thimerosal out of vaccines for cats, to wit, you know? And the thing is,
mm-hmm.
with cats, there are only so many sizes of cats. With dogs, you give a chihuahua the same size as you give a Great Dane, like when you give an infant, or you give a three-year-old the same size flu shot that you give an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, flu shots for 5 and under in Australia are illegal. Here, they're trying to push them in as early as 6 months. And I want to mention one other thing. You know this encephalopathy thing, or the thing in Brazil where everybody's being born with small heads and they're saying it's
yeah.
the DTaP vaccine? A friend of mine, Tara Taylor, did research, and she said the minute they know the mother is pregnant, they give them the MMR. That's never
wow.
mentioned. No one else has mentioned that. Only she has, and she said she's researched this and provided documentation for it. So who knows which of those vaccines? But if the MMR is being given the minute you announce you're pregnant, that's pretty early on.
Wow. So what you're saying is that when they learn that the female is carrying a child from the very beginning, they give her the MMR vaccine. Is that what you're saying?
That's what she said, exactly. They were saying that people know that they're giving them the DTaP vaccine and a separate pertussis vaccine. But the minute they say they are pregnant, they are administered the MMR vaccine.
Wow.
So that could be a month into it or 2 months into it, you're getting the MMR vaccine. So that's way below 3 years.
This is a wicked plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very wicked plan.
Mm.
And we have to do something that's going to stop this, fella, because if we don't, we're going to lose a lot of children and some adults to this,
talk to me, Jermaine. I have confronted power. I have put myself in the line of fire, and certainly I have been threatened and targeted and through a series of acts of God. So I swear to you, I'll have to write a book about it. But beyond
mm-hmm.
confronting power, who doesn't give a rat's ass? What can we do?
Sally, I think that our strongest defense would be to come together on a solid basis for this issue that's harming humanity. Secondly, we have to take a stronger stand on this issue and really put heat behind those that are in power, that the American people put in power to represent them.
Jermaine, what are we, seriously, the government's a corporation, the CDC's a corporation, everybody reports to stockholders and not to us. When a legislator agrees to meet with you, it's just for show. They don't work for you. They just absolutely don't work for you. Now, if they want to keep their job, they might want to kowtow just for ever so slightly. But there's a much bigger picture here, and it's the fact that our government is set up not for us, and it's showing. And the votes don't count. I mean, my God, Ron Paul filled stadiums, and Romney filled conference rooms, and Romney was the nominee.
Well, one of the things, Sally, and I'll be very frank with you. One of the things that we can do, you know, they have this it's not law, at least in most states, but I think it's only in California that it's mandatory that you that the children have to have vaccines. But they're threatening all over the nation. They're threatening that if your child goes to school, that they have to receive these vaccinations, or they'll tell you that your children can't come to school. You know, unless you get a you can get a religious exemption.
An exemption. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But this is my stance. Okay. And you know, you ask me to say, well, what can we do? Well, it's simple, Sally. We have to do things in a way that's going to protect the lives of our children. Okay. We say that if you don't, if you cannot protect the lives of your children, then you don't deserve to live yourself. So here's our thing, okay? And a lot of people stand on this. Damn it, if Sally, they're trying to make people take these vaccines, okay? Because they know that the majority of the nation depends on public schools. So they try to use the education of your children to put these harmful vaccines inside of them. Then, Sally, my thing is, okay, fine. They can't come to school if they don't take vaccinations, then damn it, as I've been said, remove them from the schools and let's teach our children ourselves. Because the whole thing about it is that they're forcing you using something that's your actual right to have, and that's an education that will allow children to have productive lives. But yet you're saying on one end as the government, you're saying, well, they can't come to school unless they have these shots. Sally, that's a bunch of crap. We have to take a stronger stance.
Well, we have to say, why are you dumbing our kids down to teach them? How can they learn if you're dumbing them down with these vaccines? How ludicrous. So not only
they
that.
They don't care.
I want you to know I spoke to a woman in Florida. She substitute teaches, and she said there are 10 classes of 12 special students just for preschool. That's 120 students. Maybe there are 160 mm-hmm. preschool students in the whole school. That would be three quarters. And not only that, she talked to a guy who runs the county for education. He said more than 50% of the middle school students are special. Middle school.
You know, Sally, we have a tough situation on our hands. And the key to our success in ending this is taking very bold steps that will affect the pockets of the pharmaceutical company, that will affect the